Canada. Do you think they might do a few more things as they leave office? That way it all gets blamed on Bush. And then the media is already saying that Barack Obama can't reverse anything George Bush has done. Just getting the public ready for that when it's a total lie. But don't believe me, I have CNN reporting it 2 days ago. I'm going to play it right now. I mean, just total bull. The Fed chief saying, former Fed chief saying the Fed's above the law. I mean, this is just criminals flaunting it in our faces. Let's go back to Tony in Canada. Go ahead, Tony.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, it's like these elites. I have the distinct impression it's kind of like, you know, the guys are looting the bank because they know it's going to collapse. The whole thing is coming down. It's been orchestrated. It's been planned. I mean, I remember listening to you 3 or 4 years ago thinking, you know, this guy's a little bit over the top. You know, I mean, you do tend to...
Well, I am. No. I mean, I'm intellectually accurate, but then... And my information is accurate. But, no, I have gone crazy knowing the information.
Well, you know, I don't blame you now because, you know, everybody I talk to, I encourage them. I say, you got to listen to this guy because he's got it right. You know, as nasty as it is to hear the bad news and it might ruin your day, you got to know about this stuff, right? And I'm telling all your listeners out there that I think we're going to be lucky to make it through to Christmas.
Well, what's scary is I've never seen them act like this, Tony. I mean, I've never seen a government this wild, this criminal, this out in the open. I mean, not the Nazis, not the Soviets. I mean, this is, when you talk about financial criminal act, I mean, this is openly stealing money right in front of everybody and laughing at us. And then, I mean, there's never been anything like it. And they're openly setting up world government run by the bankers that did it.
Well, I don't know about you, Alex, but I rely a lot on my intuition. And I think when I was listening to you on the election night when Obama got elected, you know, all day I was walking around with that real sinking feeling. I haven't felt that bad in a long time. It was kind of like, you know, okay, this is it. It's here.
And again, it wasn't because it was a black guy. It was watching the zombies, the slickness of the speech, like a Hollywood movie with epic music playing when he had his victory speech. It all was staged, and exactly, I've had this feeling of dread now for about 6 months, but it intensified that night, and now it's just resolved to fight it. But yeah, dread. I am dreading what's happening. I appreciate your call. Good points. Let's talk to Rick in Indiana. Rick, you're on the air.
Hi, there we go. Listen, man, I want to tell you, I went to Barack Obama's speech in South Bend, Indiana when he came to Washington High School, and the very first thing he did was he congratulated Tim Romer for all the hard work that he did on the 9/11 Commission. That was the very first thing that he did, right then and there. And I went there not to support him. I went there just to hear what he had to say. I wanted to hear what this guy had to say. I wanted to hear him speak. I wanted to see what the vibe was like. I want to see what the big rush was about.
Oh, they're saying we're going to be tested, and they're going to blow a bunch of stuff up, and he's going to grandstand, and all the conservatives are going to love him, and then they're going to start arresting people. Go ahead.
Well, and one of the other things, when you had the colonel on, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, he made some really good points, man, that I think that a lot of us are missing out on. The secondary war is actually the one that's here in our skin. The other war started a long time ago. And that's what people need to realize. And I've talked to you before, and I've told you before, man, just keep your heart soft as much as you can. And you have gone nuts before, and that's great. I understand the emotional side. And actually, it was when you dressed up like Darth Vader a long time ago that got me hooked on you, because I thought, who is this guy? And I have to commend you, man, because you know what? You've inspired me to be a man of truth, a man to seek out truth in all things. And, you know, you're a wise man, Alex. You're a wise man. And to be honest, I don't know how in the world your wife puts up with you, because I guarantee you're not leaving this stuff.
Hold on just a minute there.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Save food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to go to some of your phone calls, but I promise to air some of these clips, and these aren't even the best ones that we found. We're getting some of the most powerful clips, and tomorrow I'll play more of them. We have a guest coming up in about 22 minutes, and I also want to get to a few of your calls. So let's go ahead and play this short clip, and this short clip is just a response after Kashkari, after 20 minutes of talking to one of the other congressmen, will never answer any of the questions. So here it is.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Just to Mr. Cummings, I don't know how to work any harder than we're already working. And I take your feedback very seriously. That's why we're working as hard as we are, and we're just going to keep doing and trying to accomplish and meet your expectations.
Thank you very much. If I may take the prerogative as chair to say, I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashkari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for. That will conclude this first panel. I want to thank you for your presence here. As Mr. Cummings said, I know that it cannot have been easy. You've been answering questions for over 2 hours.
I'm sorry. I got to play that again. I mean, folks, this went on for 4 hours, and I only got to watch an hour of it. These are the clips I'm seeing from later in the hearing. The question is, who are you working for? This is Congress Questions. Who are you working for, Mr. Cashman? We're going to get this up in the Paul Watson story, so it's easy to find at theprisonplanet.com story he wrote. I've got to play this again. This is just unbelievable. I mean, I love it. This is the type of stuff. You're criminals. You don't work for us. We know you're scamming us. We don't want your New World Order. And they can't blow up all the congressmen's airplanes. They can't have martial law everywhere. If we just stand up and say, the emperor's wearing no clothes, you are criminals, you are the New World Order, we could arrest all these people. We could have our country and our world back. But until you get up off your butts out there and stop living in denial, it ain't going to happen. Now, you want a carbon tax? You want a world government? You want tattletale squads and spies watching everything you do? Then keep sucking your thumbs, America. Get rid of the baseball, the football. Stop spending your time being blobs. Get involved in real issues, or it's over. Your children's future's over. Your future's over. You're not going to have to wait until the future like we kept warning you. We're here now. Punch it back up, please.
Mr. Kashgar, do you have any response?
Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Just to Mr. Cummings, I don't know how to work any harder than we're already working. And I take your feedback very seriously. That's why we're working as hard as we are, and we're just going to keep doing and trying to accomplish and meet your expectations.
Thank you very much. If
I may take the prerogative as chair to say, I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashgari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for. That will conclude this first panel. I want to thank you for your presence here. As Mr. Cummings said, I know that it cannot have been easy. You've been answering questions for over 2 hours. And the committee will take note that you have engaged in a thoughtful Q&A here. So we appreciate it. Just want you to know it's much appreciated.
Thanks.
And we understand the burden of your office. So we're going to thank Mr. Kashgari for his presence here. And we're going to move on to the second panel. I would ask the witnesses from the second panel to come to the committee table. And thank you again, Mr.
Stay tuned. Kashgari gets some feedback from attendees as he departs. Get ready to hear this. They're not buying your garbage anymore, you little arrogant criminal.
Kashgari, for your presence, sir.
Gene.
Committee will take a five-minute recess while the table is set up for the second panel.
Testing, testing, testing.
Policy Subcommittee taking a break after 2 hours of testimony by Neil Kashgari on how the Treasury Department.
All right, folks, that is one of the clips. Let me now go to some of the other clips. John, it's a good thing that you have it all up there in your computer, because my computer's acting weird, and I want to play this out of the network computer. Do you have that first clip that I sent you? All right. We'll play that from your end. And again, tomorrow I'll have all these clipped down and down specific parts. I mean, I've only been able to watch an hour of it live this morning. It just ended about an hour ago. Here is one of the clips right now for you. This is where Congressman Issa is trying to nail him down, and the way he lies and weevils and never answers the question. You got to watch the body language. Radio takes a lot away from this, but you can watch the videos up at prisonplanet.com. Here it is.
Secondly, it has been said
that your purchases of $250 billion plus of preferred stock is at a price that would not be market competitive, meaning you paid too much. Tell me why I'm to believe for a minute that those preferred stocks that you bought, you could resell today for anything close. Remember, the market has improved. You've said that. Tell me what the profit would be on those preferred stocks if you put them began putting even $1 of them into the market today.
Congressman, I don't know what the price would be.
Okay, well, you're from Goldman Sachs.
I used to work there.
Okay, well, I'm from Directed Electronics. You're from your last job. If you tell me that you've improved the market, then by definition, those assets, if bought at par, have appreciated. Isn't that true?
Well, there are many. Again, with deep respect, Congressman, there are many different markets. There's the equity market. There's the credit markets. I think there are strong signs. I can walk you through data showing the credit markets improving. The equity markets, we purchased equity. The equity markets.
You purchased a debt instrument.
Well, it's tier one capital, Congressman.
You know, we can go ring around the rosy here, but you're here today because Congress is feeling that you played a bait-and-switch game, and you're not convincing anyone that you haven't. But let's just try to go to the fundamentals. You bought preferred stock.
Yes, sir.
Preferred stock is a debt instrument. You're capitalizing the company, but you're capitalizing with a debt instrument. Those instruments trade. I have BB&T. I have, I have a number of debt instruments of that sort. They have, in fact, appreciated from the time you bought till today in various portfolios. So I'm looking at those, and I'm following a lot more of those kinds of instruments. They have appreciated. So my question to you today, under oath, as someone who should know about this, is, are your purchases above par today, in your opinion?
Candidly, Congressman, I don't know. We have an independent valuation firms that are going to provide regular reporting on the current value.
Regular reporting starting when? You're here today. Do you have any regular reporting from the day you bought them till today?
We've published the reports to the Treasury website within 48 hours of completing the transactions on the terms. And then right now we're in the process. Just yesterday, the equity asset manager solicitations concluded, and we've received, I think, hundreds of proposals. We'll be engaging the equity asset managers who will be providing us the valuation services and the reporting to the Congress on a go-forward basis.
But wouldn't it be reasonable for us to believe here today that if, in fact, you have improved the market, that those assets that you purchased, we'll call them equity since they're a hybrid, have appreciated?
I think it'd be reasonable relative to the day that we bought them.
Okay, so if we find out on the next report, which I hope is forthcoming, and we will be looking for it, that they are below par, then, in fact, you paid too much, right?
Well, again, it depends, Congressman, what our objective was. Our objective was to create a program that would encourage thousands of banks across our country to voluntarily apply and to use the capital. And so we intentionally made it attractive for them to want to apply.
So you believe here today that you had authority to subsidize banks, including providing them this capital at a below par, a below fair market, of a market that should have existed but didn't exist?
Well, Congressman, as you know, the market when we did this was, there was no market. Most banks couldn't raise private capital.
Yeah, but we're in a better market today. You understand, one of the reasons for the question is you've thrown $350 billion, including AIG and so on, out there. You're coming back for another $350 billion. If, in fact, what we discover, and I believe here today, is that your $350 billion, and let's just look at $250 billion, we'll leave AIG, which is a whole other can of worms, aside. If that money, in fact, is a subsidy arriving at a price below the fair market price, thus causing banks to choose you, including banks in my district, choose you instead of other capital, all you've really done is give them a discount capital. Now, the reason I ask that is, how large is the capital base necessary for the banking industry?
And they go on to say $55 trillion, so this does nothing. They're just stealing the money in the final equation, and they won't tell us where $2 trillion went. We'll be right back after this quick break right here on the GCN Radio Network with a lot more. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Welcome to your life. No? All right, here's Representative Elijah Cummings. He really begged. He really reached out to Representative of the Treasury Department, Kashkari. And Kashkari wouldn't answer his questions. So I'm going to go ahead and play some of that for you right now from the hearings this morning. $5 trillion stolen. They won't even tell you where $2 trillion went. The public stole it $700 billion, and they're giving none of it to where they swore to give it to get the economy going. They're keeping all of it while locking down the currency and the credit to destroy the economy. So here it is.
The chair recognizes Mr. Cummings. You may proceed.
Mr. Kashkari, I'm still listening carefully. Now, just let me ask you a few questions. One of the reasons why I voted for the bailout, very reluctantly held my nose, closed my eyes, and prayed, is because President-elect Obama at that time had assured me that if he were elected president, that he would work on making sure that the people that might be losing their houses through foreclosure would be helped. If President Obama came to you, so I don't know how long you're going to be around, I assume somebody's going to ask Paulson or somebody this question. But if President-elect Obama came to you and said, give me your best advice as to how I can help, people who are facing foreclosure, what would you tell him?
Congressman, that's a very important question that I've spent a lot of time thinking about. The best thing I think we can do as a country to help the housing market and avoid foreclosures is to bring mortgage rates down for borrowers so they can refinance into long-term sustainable mortgages that they can afford. And the way to do that, partly what we did was stabilizing Fannie and Freddie, was to stabilize mortgage finance. And some of the actions we're looking at trying to get credit flowing again is to bring rates down for our consumers. If we can bring mortgage rates down, as you know.
Now, again, just to be clear, this went on for 4 hours. In fact, it's still going on. They're just on to a new part of the hearing. I thought this was what, from the start of the hearing, the stuff at the start is 10 times more powerful than all of this. And wait till I find that on the web. I know listeners heard the show, went and grabbed what was on later. And this has been important as well. But tomorrow, I am definitely going to have for you the start of the hearing. C-SPAN.org has the earlier start of the hearing. But the video's not playing. It's getting so many hits, and we can't get it. So, but I have it recorded here. Tomorrow, we're going to have the first 30 minutes of that hearing for you, and just the whole interchange. We'll air it unedited in between the breaks. You know, the breaks will break it up. But I'm going to play it continuously so you can hear what went on and what happened. I mean, just to get the idea, because I watched it for an hour this morning, of how Kashkari is a complete snake. This is a bunch of babble. So let's skip ahead and see what the Congress, because the congressman really was powerful when he first talked to him. I don't even know what this is right here.
No, Congressman, our housing system. Our
very volatile.
Do.
Skipping ahead of the congressman.
We have a very volatile. Let me go back to Fannie Mae and Freddie.
Please.
I had asked you before a little bit earlier about how this loss. This announcement on Monday, the $29 billion loss, affects, if at all, what you are trying to do to help the homeowner through Fannie Mae. Does it affect it?
Well, excuse me, sir, not directly. We had, when we took our actions in July and August to stabilize Fannie and Freddie, we expected big losses to come. And so we sized these $100 billion contracts to be big enough to deal with those losses. So we're not surprised by it. We knew they were coming, and we don't think that directly affects what we can do with Fannie and Freddie.
Now, you know, I was intrigued by Mr. Ice's questions, and I want to give you a broader question sort of hooked up with his. You know, you all have to make some tough decisions as to where this $700 billion is going. And the American people, and this is what I hear at the supermarket and at the gas stations when I run into my neighbors, they think that there's a whole line of people who are lined up with their hands out. They're looking at GM. They're looking at all these other folks who are saying, government, bail us out. And I want to know two things. One, what goes into the decision-making with regard to, you know, the bail? I know you guys.
We're on the march.
All right, I'm going to keep playing it during the break. Go ahead.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
We are back live. I want to go right to Daryl Rundis. Daryl's had a long, interesting life, done a lot of things. I don't know how much he wants to get into himself on air, but I'll let him introduce himself. And he has some ideas. A lot of people have ideas of things we need to do, but he's also contributed to what we do here financially, and we appreciate him. He's thought of ideas to try to create an InfoWars boot camp that we do every 3 or 4 months. Have folks come in from all over the country, go through basic training of how to go out and fight the New World Order, basic ideas, maybe press passes or something, because he set up an organization that has trained, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of Christians to go out and win souls effectively. And he's really convinced me, you know, he's a salesman in his own right and has one of the largest, you know, companies out there with direct marketing. He's the guy that started the stuff in the grocery store, where you see the, you walk in, the people are there with the shirt and tie, and they're, saying, hey, get a T-shirt when you sign up for the Austin American Statesman, the Dallas Morning News, the LA Times, whatever. And, you know, so he's got some good ideas. I'm just busy trying to, you know, grow my organization up so I can do things like that right now. We're so busy with the task at hand that I end up, never getting around to that. But he wanted to, he wanted me to talk about it on air or brainstorm about it, so I thought I'd get him up about it. But also just about the nature of the New World Order and his awakening and Daryl saying that Christians need to stop being phony Christians and not fighting tyranny. And then just saying God's going to handle it all when God tells us to go out and take action against evil. And I always butcher his story, his parable of the eyes being the wind of the soul. So maybe he'll also, tell that in its proper form the way he told it to me. Daryl, it's good to have you here with us on the air.
Oh, hey, Alex, it's my privilege and honor, man. I thank God for you, and I know I speak for millions of people out there who never get the opportunity to tell you, face-to-face or call-to-call that, man, we truly do thank God for you and what you're doing. We know it's not easy. And, man, you'd like your previous caller had online there said, I'm sure you don't leave it at the office. I'm sure your wife has to be a big part of it, too. So we thank God for her and the sacrifices she makes to make what you do possible. Man, you woke me up a few years ago, so I'm honored to be on your show now. But I got to tell you, you've also inspired me to start a whole new business. You're supposed to say, what business is that?
What business is that, Daryl?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Alex. Hey, I'm going to go into the demolition business. And since it was so easy for those buildings on 9/11 to come down in free fall speed just due to fires, I decided I'm going to start my own demolition company. Instead of using explosives, I'll save millions. I'll just knock a couple holes in the side of the building, light it on fire. And, man, within an hour, the building will come down, and I'll make millions.
No, that's a great system. I think we ought to do that.
Well, it worked so good on 9/11, right? That's what the government would have us believe. So, we might as well just go in the demolition business together. We'll just go get a couple wrecking balls and knock a couple holes in the side of the building, pour a bunch of kerosene inside, set it on fire, kick back, roast marshmallows, and make our money.
I know. It's revolutionizing the demolition business. All you need is a Bic lighter and knock out a few windows, and it magically happens. Now, Daryl, before we run out of time, we were having dinner one time down here in Austin. You're up in Dallas, there and back and forth from Dallas to Hawaii with your businesses. But you were giving me the parable of we were talking about people that sell out to the New World Order, and you gave the analogy of somebody selling their eyes.
Well, let me explain that. In fact, let me kind of take it a step back just one second, because I know there's so much to talk about in so little time. I believe, like the Colonel believes and spoke of yesterday, this isn't just a battle of flesh and blood against the New World Order. It's also a battle for souls. So I became a Christian about 6 years ago, not by choice, but because of the evidence, that supported the Bible and, prophecy, history, archaeology. And now when you wake up to that and you realize there is a God, he has a son, he is our Savior, he died on the cross for our sins and so on, you come to realize what Jesus said in the most popular speech of all time in the Sermon on the Mount, that fear not the one who can kill the body and after that do no more. Fear the one who can not only kill the body, but after that have your whole soul cast into hell. So we know that all the puppets, all the elite, all those people in power that are really perpetuating this on the people, their headmaster is Satan. There was a guy named Lester Crowley years and years and years ago who wrote the Book of the Law, and it's a book still used by satanic worshipers today for their rituals and their rites. And it's only one law. That is, do what thou will. Do whatever you want to do. Do it your way. Have it your way. And the American people is really fed into that. I mean, we're the biggest consumers on this planet, and we buy into that covetous nature. And so really what Satan wants is your soul. This isn't a battle to see who's going to win or lose in the end. We know there is a God. You're going to have to give an account on that day. Without the righteousness of Christ, you'll perish. So in order to help people understand the value of what we're dealing with here, and that if you truly, even if you're not a Christian, even if you're an atheist, I've never met an unreasonable person who doesn't at least believe in the golden rule, that you ought to treat others the way you'd want to be treated. And the government is lining people up to be ready. I'm no prophet, but I'm going to tell you exactly how it's going to go down. When they collapse this financial, whole market, what they're going to do is they're saying, hey, Alex, we know, you had $100,000 in the bank, and we're sorry that we can't give you your money, but I tell you what, we're going to this global system. It's a new global world. It's a new world order. It's a global economy. In order to get your 100,000 global credits, you need to take this chip so that you can get plugged into the system. And at that point in time, it's going to be, hey, you can take the chip and get your money and get your goods and be part of the system, or you can and basically take the mark of the beast and end up going to hell. So, I mean, really, that's what we're faced with. And the fact of the matter is, I've yet to meet a sane person who would trade their eyes for $1 million. $10 million, $100 million. I ask people all the time. In fact, I'll challenge anybody that's in their right mind to call in and say, hey, I'll take Daryl up on the offer. $1 million, I'll trade both my eyes. And I'll go down, we'll have surgery, they'll take their eyes out. They'll have $1 million, but they'll be blind. Nobody would do that. Why? Your eyes are valuable. They're precious, right? They're irreplaceable. But if they're merely the windows for your soul to look out of, how much more is the soul worth? So, but you can't put a price tag on somebody's soul. And that's really what woke me up. And I guess you could call today my coming out party, Alex, because like you and many others, when you first wake up, you go, wow, I get it. I need to do something. What can I do about it? And we all know there's a new world order. We know about the Illuminati. We know about our corrupt politicians, other puppets. You know, the question is, what are we going to do about it? I'm not about problems. I didn't succeed in business because I focused on the problem. I focused on solutions. And that's why I approached you, because I thought, well, we need to do something to help equip these people. If you push a soldier into battle armed with a feather duster, they're not going to be very courageous. But if you arm them with state-of-the-art weapons and you give them great training on how to use those weapons, not I'm talking figuratively, not literally, then they can battle and do it courageously. But, man, this isn't just a battle for souls. You know, I wouldn't, in fact, when I witnessed Alex, I don't just walk up there and say, hey, you know, Jesus loves you. Jesus didn't do that. You start in the natural, and then you work to the spiritual. And one great springboard is what's going on in the world economy today, what's going on with our government today. I mean, one great segue question you can always ask somebody is, hey, are you happy with the way the government's, you know, serving you today? And, of course, what, 9 out of 10 are going to say, no, man, they suck. They're horrible. They're terrible. And say, yeah, well, do you know why? And you can open up that door of conversation. And
absolutely, really because, you know, people, talking, I mean, even the way I approach people on the street, you know, the way 9/11 truthers do, we are changed. Not all of them, but some. You know, we approach it a lot of times yelling, screaming, aggressively. You know all the, I don't want to call them tricks, just systems to really get people to stop and think. And I've seen you. I mean, you really are a, you know, top flight salesman. That's why you're so successful and have a, you know, $100 million company or more. I mean, explain to people some of the little tactics you use versus what people that aren't thinking about how to wake people up.
It all starts with this, Alex, as we talked about. Our motive when we witness, okay, or when you go to just wake people up about the truth of the New World Order, to never be any more or any less than love. It always has to be found in love. Why? Because if you do it just to win an argument or because you think they ought to know or whatever, your job isn't to wake them up. Your job is to give them good, strong, factual information and to do it with love and gentleness and respect and patience. And if you do that, then it's up to them. You give them the information, it's up to them if they receive it. And that's why, you know, I speak out today to all the Christians who call themselves Christians, because every true blue Bible-believing Christian that I know, that I've talked to, and I've traveled the world and I work with major ministries, many of which you know and see on TV, and I tell you the truth, they all sense in their spirit that we're living in the last days, which means there's an imminent return of Christ that's going to happen, okay? And yet, when you talk to them about how the stage is being set, how biblical prophecies are being fulfilled right
before
our eyes.
Well, let me say this. They think,
oh, that Alex Jones, he's that guy, that cretin from, you know, Planet Pop-Tart, you know?
Yeah.
They don't connect, and it's a shame, because if they truly believe what the Bible says, then, and that this is a battle for souls, there is a Satan, he is the ruler of this world, then they ought to, at least, if they loved anybody, family, friends, strangers even, if they love people the way Jesus loved people, they'd be warning them. They'd be talking to them. So love is our motive. Why? Because perfect love casts out all fear. I know from my own personal experience, I'm always afraid, and why I was reluctant to come on your show initially and so on, is what will people think? What will people say? What will people do? What will I say? You know, I don't know what to say, or it's just too difficult. They'll think I flipped out.
Well, let me just back up for a minute, and I mean, interrupt you the time we have, Daryl. We'll have you back up, because I asked you to come on months ago. I said you ought to do a radio show, as everybody else has told you, but you haven't done it, but you should do one. But I know you're a very busy guy, because you're extremely articulate and really make your points well. Speaking of Bible prophecy, I don't mean the phony churches, folks, and the, you know, all the stuff we see and the, you know, ridiculous.
No, we don't want those telemarketers saying, give me 1,000, God will give you 10.
Sure. What we're talking about is, why did the world government, why is the UN setting up 10 kingdoms? They call it 10 kingdoms. Why do they use terminology that's all about Lucifer and world government? Why are they pushing that we take chips?
Because
why are they setting up that exact system? Go ahead.
Well, exactly, because just like Aleister Crowley taught, keep in mind, this wasn't a guy who didn't believe in God. He wasn't an atheist. He was called the evilest man of his day. He was a pedophile. He was wicked. He's responsible for the biggest rebellion and devil worship kind of music and stuff that we've seen in our modern day generation, okay? He said, hey, I don't have a problem with the Plymouth Brethren, referring to Christians. He says, I can't imagine a society who didn't believe in God or Jesus. I just chose to serve the other side. He wasn't content just to serve Satan. He said he wanted to be his chief of staff, and that's where these guys are. Look, Satan holds the keys to earth and the power and the wealth, and, you know, because God's not into material stuff, okay? He doesn't even like religion. He likes relationships. So the bottom line is these guys do this. I mean, that's just one in many prophecies. I mean, you can go to Daniel 12, where Daniel said, in the last days, knowledge will be increased greatly. I mean, think about it. How fast could we travel back in Jesus' day? By horse. In George Washington's day, a couple thousand years later, by horse. No improvement in technology. But in our lifetime, we've seen the Internet, we've seen radio, we've seen car assembly, spaceships, satellites, you name it. No, there's thousands of biblical prophecies that are being unfolded right before our eyes.
And it said people will run to and fro continually. Look at the highways, the roads.
And in particular, as far as, you know, I wanted to bring this up today. It's real important. False flag terrorism. Well, there's a biblical precedent for that. And Christians ought to wake up to that reality that 911 is and could be an inside job. Very likely is an inside job. Why? Nero did the same thing to the Christians. He set his own, you know, city on fire, and then he fiddled all night. And what did he do? He blamed the Christians. So Christians ought to be in particularly aware of what's going on and how likely it is for a government to do a self-inflicted wound in order to blame another party. In fact, and I wanted to bring this up because nobody's brought this up on your show, and I thought it was very intriguing. Went over almost that I've met Americans' heads. In the very first debate between Obama and McCain, they asked McCain, I think it was the second question the moderator asked, are we safer today than we were a day after 9/11? He gave a very precarious answer. Go look it up on YouTube. It's there. He says, and I quote, Joe Lieberman and I started the 9/11 commission, and we were stymied and stifled by the administration, and it wasn't until the families came forward that an investigation took place. Now, unquote. Now, that begs the question, why? Why would, I mean, this isn't some conspiracy theory. This isn't Alex Jones. This isn't somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about. This is potentially, at that time, the next president of the United States acknowledging that the Bush administration did not want to investigate 9/11. Why? Why wouldn't you investigate the biggest, most horrific terrorist attack in the history of the world? There's got to be a reason. That they would uncover something? Of course they would.
Why would they fight? Why would they fight to cover everything up? Why would they be so secretive with the steal? Why would they take the three black boxes they did find of the four that were in the planes and at the towers, and right, firefighters found them, and they took them?
You guys have been talking about that for years now. You predicted it. You said it was going to happen. And a lot of people don't believe it. They don't buy. They think it's a lie. They rather believe the official story that the government feeds them and then buy that propaganda. But frankly, I wanted to read something to you today, and I don't know if we have time, but
I
would just encourage the listeners to go. Here's a little bit of prophecy and some prophecy and some words of encouragement for you in particular, Alex, because we know you're the point of spear of this whole movement. So, but listen to this. This is 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 4. It says, mark this, there'll be terrible times in the last days. People, now see if this sounds like our generation, okay? People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, man, you deal with that every day on your show, without self-control, brutal, think about the brutality of the crimes we see against children today, not lovers of the good. See, people today don't even care about good. All they care about is moving up, right? They don't care who's back. They got to stab to move up the corporate ladder. They do it all the time. They're treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but they deny his power. It says, have nothing to do with them. They're the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women who are loaded down with all kinds of sins and swayed by all kinds of evil desires. Also learning, but now this is an interesting, it fits our generation as well. Also forever learning, but unable to acknowledge the truth. We live in the information age. People are learning faster than they
ever learned
before.
Yeah, they have all the info to prove it to them, but they don't. They still deny it, as every newspaper announces, world government's born, oven by the banks, and they say, nope, doesn't exist.
Well, and that's what's interesting. Listen to this. This is starting chapter 4. This is, keep in mind, this is Apostle Paul's last book of the Bible that he wrote. Okay, he's in prison. He's waiting to be executed. He's writing this to his disciple Timothy. Last, it's kind of like his last will and testament. He He says, in the presence of God, in the view of Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead, and in the view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine or truth. Instead, to suit their own desires, they'll gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They'll turn aside to myths and fairy tales, but you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, and do the work of an evangelist. Discharge the full duties of your ministry. In other words, look, there's nothing more important any of us can do who are believers than to use this information to wake people up so it leads them to the knowledge of the truth that their soul may be saved. I mean, that's the bottom line. If you love somebody, if you care about somebody, if I'm walking down the street and I see a stranger's house on fire and I don't even know the guy, and I have the opportunity to go in there and get him out, I'm under a moral obligation to do that.
Daryl, you are. Final segment, straight ahead, but for the InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.tv listeners and viewers, we're going to talk right now.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
I hope that people out there listening will go check out PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a deal for 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's a factory, an armory of resistance. Download, burn all my films, TV reports, special reports, thousands of them, to disc on every issue, subject you can imagine, and give them to people. You know all about what's happening, but your neighbors, your friends, your family don't. And right now, they're more open to the truth than they've ever been. So all of you out there who may have tried to wake people up 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, a year ago, got laughed at, keep moving like Daryl Runda said. Keep planting the seeds. Daryl, I got to have you up sometime next week for a full hour. In fact, I'll just call you right after the show. And I know I procrastinated calling you back lately because I wanted to keep writing up a plan before I talked to you again. Then I would never get the plan done. So I'm glad you really called into the show yesterday to push us along, because I know we need to form more like a school or whatever. And then, but so we don't have liability. Then after they leave, they're not our creatures. It's like, okay, you've got this idea. Now go do what you want. You know, to try to teach people how to really fight the New World Order. We got about 3 minutes left. Tell folks, you know, kind of those steps you've learned.
Okay, basically, what I'd like to do, Alex, and what we're talking about, just to fill in the gaps for the listeners, is to do an on-site training. I have roll up your sleeves, get in the trenches, big-time battle, you know, against the New World Order. You know, get 50, 60, 100 people, take them under our wing, show them what's up, and those who qualify, send them home, let them become what we call local leader. We can form an organization. In fact, I already incorporated the Truth News Network so that they can all then continue to duplicate themselves. I mean, that's what we have to do. You can't do everything. I can't do everything. Individually, we're nothing. But the sum of the total parts are always greater than the individual parts. So, you know, the sum total is always greater, and we need to facilitate that. That's what I'm saying. So we just need to give people the tools they need to succeed and teach them and train them so that they'll be empowered to face their fears and fight back against the New World Order.
Well, it's a great idea, and other folks have thought of simpler, other simple things that work that are along similar lines. And, Daryl, you've got a lot of great ideas and a lot of effective tactics to really reach out and really affect change with people out there. So, you know, soon enough, I guess we need to start planning and, you know, moving forward with trying to do this. I'm just trying to do a Barack Obama video, a JFK film, a eugenics film. I'm trying to finish my little TV studio. My radio studio is going to be a lot better with a bunch of cameras and robotic cameras. And
well, hey, Alex, I know you got your hands full, and your job is to disseminate the information, okay? What I'm proposing is I'll be your turnkey solution to training these people. Look, I've trained thousands of people to be successful in business and in ministry. I want to provide those services free of charge to you, okay? So we'll work that out, but I'd love to bring people down to Austin or Dallas, like you're going to be up to Dallas here in another couple of weeks. Maybe we can do a little mini event there at the Fed. And we can kind of work out the bugs from there. But in the meantime, I do want to offer everybody with this special you're running to get new subscribers, I'll pay for the first 100 that call today, okay? So you just tell all the listeners, first 100 people that call in, the bill's on me.
Now, I mean, how am I going to get a prison? How will I do that, prisonplanet.tv subscriber?
If they're calling in, they're not a current subscriber, they sign up. Make them pay. Give me their name. I'll send them a check or something. We'll work it out. But up to the first 100 that subscribe, pay for your.
Well, Daryl's a great guy. I mean, Daryl's really tried to help us and tried to, you know, donate money and stuff. And I refused most of it because, I mean, I just want to be able to spend it on something. In fact, a lot of that money for those $14,000 in prizes for the videos and essays in those two waves was the money Daryl gave
us. Don't worry about the money in closing. Just look at it like this. When Lindsey Williams said oil was going to 50, I sold it short and I made a fortune, so don't worry about it.
Well, that's great. That's good.
Well, what's the odds of the guys getting that right two or three times? I mean, obviously, Lindsey Williams, you, many other people,
Daryl,
what they say is true.
Daryl, you know, what I'm going to do is the first 100 people that email Aaron@Infowars.com, only the first 100, I will give them
a free year subscription.
You want a year subscription?
For whatever you were offering, whatever your special is, I'll pay for that for the first 100.
Okay, Daryl Rundis, thank you so much for the PrisonPlanet.tv. Let me say bye to you when the show ends here in just a minute. All right, rebroadcast starts now at Infowars.com. Key info. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A day online.